Time Warner Audiobooks presents The Book of the Dead, written by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child, and read by Scott Brick.
Chapter 1. Early morning sunlight gilded the cobbled drive of the staff entrance at the New York Museum of Natural History, illuminating a glass pillbox just outside the granite archway. Within the pillbox, a figure sat slumped in his chair, an elderly man, familiar to all museum staff. He puffed contentedly on a calabash pipe and basked in the warmth of one of those false spring days that occur in New York City in February, the kind that coaxes daffodils, crocuses, and fruit trees into premature bloom, only to freeze them dead later in the month. "Morning, Doctor," Curly said again and again to any and all passers-by, whether mailroom clerk or dean of science. Curators might rise and fall. Directors might ascend through the ranks, reign in glory, then plummet to ignominious ruin. Man might till the field and then lie beneath, but it seemed Curly would never be shifted from his pillbox. He was as much a fixture in the museum as the Ultrasaurus that greeted visitors in the museum's great rotunda. "Here, Pops." Frowning at this familiarity, Curly roused himself in time to see a messenger shove a package through the window of his pillbox. The package had sufficient momentum to land on the little shelf where the guard kept his tobacco and mittens. "Excuse me," Curly said, rousing himself and waving out the window. "Hey!" But the messenger was already speeding away on his fat tire mountain bike, black rucksack bulging with packages. "Goodness," Curly muttered, staring at the package. It was about 12 inches by 8 by 8, wrapped in greasy brown paper and tied up with an excessive amount of old-fashioned twine. It was so beaten up.